This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps at the 2007 Kills Badwater Ultra Marathon.
Okay, my name is Jonathan Gunderson, and I'm from San Francisco, California. And I think the reason I came back is that there weren't enough challenges in the world, so left out there, and so I just wanted to come back and do it again, and this time kind of continue with some of my fundraising efforts and for relief work in Africa. But as well as that, just be able to bring a whole new crew of people out there and just a whole new experience, I think, that comes along with having other people around you and a new group and new faces. Just overall, I think it's still a new challenge. I think one of the biggest things is just, there's certain breaks that we took that we didn't necessarily need to take. And I think last year, it's really, I think, particularly in the Valley, it's particularly about survival, and it's about your own health more so than it is about thinking about the prize or, the big mythical trophy for the champion at the end of the race. But, I think this year, I think there's much more relaxed. I think there's much more of a focus on streamlining the breaks, streamlining the operations, and being able to now that I've set the benchmark, being able to say, okay, how much further can I go this year than I did last year?
My name's Greg Pressler. I'm from Portland, Oregon. And I'm very excited to do the Kiehl's Badwater Ultra Marathon. I'd like to encourage anyone who would like to support me in this race to go to giveshoes.org to support Souls for Souls, which is the organization that I'm raising funds and awareness for during this race. Souls for Souls is an organization that is headquartered in the United States but provides footwear, shoes, to people in need throughout the world, both in America and around the globe. Very excited to be here, and very excited, and want to thank everyone who has supported this race and my efforts thus far. This is my first time doing Badwater, yes. Last year I finished the Marathon de Sable in Morocco, and my training has really been ramped up in earnest since about February. And since I live in Portland, Oregon, where the climate is rather mild, it's been challenging to do heat training, so I've augmented my running with plenty of sessions in the sauna for about the last 6 weeks.
So his name is Valmir Nunes. He's from Santos, near from São Paulo in Brazil. He holds 100 kilometers in 6 hours, 18 minutes. 2001, he won Spartathlon. And he is here to compete in Badwater. Spartathlon, it was the race originally based on the legend of Pheidippides, which is the one, historically, the first ultramarathon. In the Greek, it was a person that named Hemerodromois, which means the day runner. So Pheidippides run to Sparta and then come back and then go to Marathon and then died. So they do marathons to name Pheidippides, and they do Spartathlon, which is the original track. Of the original track. It's about, quantos kilometers, eh?
246 kilometers.
246 kilometers.
Fui duas vezes também campeão mundial de 100 kilometers.
He was also twice 100 kilometers champion.
My name is Dean Karnassus, and it's hot out here. This is my seventh year at Badwater. I've done Badwater 5 times. It did me once. So I finished it 5 times and pretty much had the worst DNF of my life 1 time. So hopefully this year I'll finish. I'm just, I say I survived the fastest once, yeah. Yeah, runner-up once, but yeah, it's about survival. Yeah.
Okay, I'm Ann Langstaff, and I'm from San Diego, California. And this is my second time doing Badwater. I did it in 2001, and I'm very happy to be back. Yay!
What made you decide to come back?
I would like to run a little faster.
I'm Don Fallis from Kaneohe, Hawaii, and I'd just like to say aloha to all my friends in Hawaii.
I'm Marshall Ulrich, and I'm from Idaho Springs, Colorado, and I'm returning for my 14th Badwater and 20th crossing. So I hope everything is successful. It seems to be a little bit cooler today, so if the temperatures hold, you're going to have to look for some real fast times, but not by me.
My name is Jan Herman. I'm from Australia. Very excited to be here. It's almost like home, nice and hot, only it's winter down there. My first time, and I'm very excited, and hope everything goes well. I did some reasonably long distance runs back home in Australia. that were about the same distance or a bit longer, and try to do some things in our nice Australian hot summer. Hopefully this will get me over the line. It's much drier, so our heat is much more humid, which I think is probably a bit harder to take, actually, than what you have here. But still, this is on the extreme side of things, so I'll take it very cautiously. I only heard about it maybe 10 years ago and never really contemplated it seriously until about, 3-4 years ago.
This is John Radich, number 77 from Monrovia, California. I want to wish all the Badwater runners a successful and safe race, and run a smart race, be safe out there. And to the crew members, we can't do the race without you guys, so take care of yourself, all of you, and you guys are the best. To Chris Kosman, the volunteers, everybody, this is just an incredible event. It's a real honor. This is my 7th year running it. It's an honor for me to be out here, to be with all these incredible runners. So let's just rock and roll and have fun.
Brett Sublett, I'm from Durango, Colorado. I got a crew of 5 here, some of them from Durango, some of them from my hometown in Tulsa. And
is this your first one?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I crewed for a friend of mine and paced for him last year, and he's here kind of reciprocating and going to crew for me, so his wisdom will be helpful and experience. So.
My name is Nikki Seeger. I'm from Chicago. Go Cubs. I'm thrilled to be back in Death Valley. It's my 6th year here, and there isn't a place I'd rather be in July, so it's good to be back.
My name is Martin Franklin. I'm from Aspen, Colorado, and I am very excited. Can't wait to get this thing going, and I'd like to send my love to my lovely wife, Julie, and my 4 children, Robert, Samuel, Michael, and Annabelle, and my boys are at camp, and if they see this and get to hear this, I'm really thinking about you guys, and I miss you, and I love you.
Okay, my name is Thomas Triumph, and I'm number 97. I'm out from the East Coast in New Jersey, and this is my first time doing the race. So I want to say I'm very, very excited about doing the run, and I want to thank everybody for helping out, the wonderful crew I have, and my wife, of course, who's the number one crew person, and a bunch of other great friends that are helping. And I just want to say it's an honor. Every mile is dedicated to someone who has typically battled cancer. So there's 135 individual dedications, and we read the names aloud, and I carry the names with me over the entire way. And that's a big, big motivator for doing the run and raising money for the Lance Armstrong Foundation and Challenged Athletes.
My name is Akos Konya. I'm from Hungary. I just here because I loved it last year and I love this race. I just came from outside in Ciliad. So I don't know. I just try to do whatever my body says, and I try to be careful with the heat. I try to be depending on my crew. I have more crew members, and I have 6 now. So I'm pretty sure that they are going to do great. I'm not sure about myself, but I just try to be careful, and I try to run smart. I never do, but I always try to run smart. Never works out, so I will see this time. It's going to be a different year. Last year I was in the 6 o'clock wave. I was by myself after 30 miles. I'm going to see so many people this time, so it's going to be really hard to follow my body, my own pace, because lots of people are around me, behind me, after me. I think it's going to be harder. Yeah, the heat is going to be different. It's going to be more hotter at 10. So never know. I try to do my best.
Okay, my name is Dan Westergaard. I'm from Palos Verdes, California, and age 48, starting at 6 o'clock. I'm a rookie this year. And just looking forward to having some fun out there.
Hi, my name is Gabor Cousins. I'm from Hungary, currently living in Pasadena, California.
My name is Eva Fritzi from Germany. It's good to be back home, Badwater. I am here for the 6th time and have a lot of friends here in the valley, and I enjoy the race, and I hope to reach the finish line in good health.
Okay, my name is Dagmar Grossheim. I'm from Germany in the near of Nuremberg, and it's the first time I go to start in Badwater, and I hope I can enjoy the race, and I hope that it's not so very hot, and yes.
My name is Ludovic Chornon. I come from France, and I only expect to see the finish line.
Hi, my name is Blake Benke. I'm from New York City. I'm here
to race Badwater 135 for ReserveAid.org, which raises money for reservists who get called up from active duty to defer some of their financial burden, and looking forward to running the race tomorrow.
All right. My name is Tim Necker. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm 45 years old, and this is my fifth Badwater. It'll be hopefully, it's been 10 years since I've been here, so if I can do it every 10 years, then I'll be in pretty good shape.
Nora Alidina. I'm from Jordan, but I live in Florida, and this is my third time coming to the race. It's a great race, and you just keep coming back.
My name is Tim Ginstead. I'm from Henderson, Nevada, near Las Vegas. Back for my third attempt at this. Finished last year, but this year I'm going for the buckle. And glad that it's finally here. It's been a long year waiting for it.
One of yours.
I'm Mark Corbin from England. This is my third Badwater. But this time I'm trying for the double, so I'm going to go to the finish, climb Whitney, and then hopefully get all the way back here. So it's just under 300 miles. So this is the biggest challenge I've ever done, so we'll see how it goes.
How does it feel being completely insane?
Oh, I've been told that for quite a while, so I'm getting used to it now. So.
My name's Anita Marie Fromm, and I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this is my third time doing it. I'm hoping to make this my best time ever, a personal record. I'm running for the Wounded Warrior Project. And we're just hoping to have a really good race. My husband is here crewing for me. He took off from his service in the military. He's in the Air Force, and so he's a crew member. He's going to be wonderful and very brave to put up with me. And I'm just really happy to be back at Badwater. There's no other race like the Badwater 135, so it's really an honor and a privilege to be here.
Hi, I'm Chris Frost, and this will be my fifth time out here at Badwater. I've done a lot of racing in the past for Challenged Athletes Foundation, and I want to thank Chris Kostman and all the people here that put this race on, because I know it's a logistical nightmare, and we're very lucky to be out here in the desert. I want to thank my wonderful crew that I have, all-woman crew, by the way. Well, at least until Tuesday. Yeah, I have a great crew, and I just want to say thank you.
Steve Teal from Southern California, and I just hope everybody finds what they're looking for this week, and everybody gets there safe and has a great time. So that's it. Thanks.
Right. Do you want me to sing to you?
This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps at the 2007 Kills Badwater Ultra Marathon.